You have worldliness, false gospels, feminization. Did you know the Bible teaches women to cover their heads? I guess your pastors never read 1 Corinthians 11. The Bible says women are to be silent when it comes to the things of God in the body. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, I guess Pastor Matt and J.C. Grooms, I think it is, I guess they've never read those pages. They're feminized and corrupt. God's going to deal with them unless they repent. The Bible says, unless you turn from your sin. Look up the word forsake. Do a word study on the word forsake. Forsake your sin. Jesus doesn't save you while you're doing your sin. He doesn't save you if you repent and don't stop your sin. Jesus said in John 15, if you abide in my word, you are mine. You're not abiding in the word of God through American churchianity, evangelicalism, non-denominationalism, your Sunday building-centered worship. You're not abiding in the word of God. Jesus said you must lay down your life, lose everything, follow after him with all that you are. You worship him in spirit and truth, which means you test all things against the word of God. And when you test places like this false man-made churchianity, Sunday church, false gospels, worldliness, feminization, I'm repeating myself, pagan holidays, we're standing out here at a candlelight Christmas Eve service. Where is that in the scriptures? Actually, the Roman Catholics invented it. They invented Christ Mass that you're practicing. So how can we claim we're worshiping Jesus in spirit and truth while we're keeping false Christ Mass ways? Oh, you've stuck your false Jesus on it. But God says, don't do things your way. Do things my way. Your false ways will cause wrath and judgment. Like the priest in the Old Testament, God said, do not touch my ark. He touched the falling ark and God killed him. God is loving, graceful, full of mercy, but it comes with great conditions. Obey his word to be eligible for the grace. If you stood before a holy judge and he wants to give you grace, you're pretty much going to have to decide, I'm going to follow the law, yes, your honor. Then he might give you grace. If you tell him, I'm going to keep breaking the law, you're no longer eligible for the grace from your sin. What you're doing is trampling the blood of this gracious judge, just like you people are trampling the blood of Jesus Christ as you walk in your false ways, your man-made traditions, your worldliness, your carnality. Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit you negate the word of God by keeping the traditions of man. Isaiah said it well about you. You worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Howbeit you worship me in vain because of these things you do. Last thing. Why would you labor to build up American churchianity? It's not built on the biblical Christ. When Jesus comes, he's going to destroy everything that man has created. And only his truth remains. He's coming to destroy this man-made churchianity. He's coming to destroy Christmas. And then his kingdom will reign. Glory to God, we're ready for that day. And until then, we'll keep preaching his truth, calling the world to faith and repentance in the shed blood of that risen Savior. Glory to the Lamb that was slain.
Hey, this is Brother Jim. The audio you just heard was me street preaching out in front of a false religious body. The music you heard was their loudspeaker during their candlelight pagan Christmas Christ Mass service. Just wanted to put a little disclaimer in there. That was not our music. That was their fleshly music. Hope you enjoyed the audio. May God be praised.